Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
the Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
You're tuned in to 97.7 WVFF. This is The Toolbox. I'm your host, Joe Mangi. Here with my co-host, as always, unrehearsed, the Raven. And today we're talking about the Midnight Club, or Team Midnight, or not that video game, the actual ones. But before we get into that, I got some automotive news. The Ford Ranger Super Duty is not available in the U.S. market, so I'm really glad we talked about that in a previous episode. Mm-hmm. And we got an email, so you guys can email us and complain. The email email is thetoolboxshow@yahoo.com. Also, we got a Facebook page, too.
Wow.
Whoa, under the same name, The Toolbox Show. So, if y'all got questions, concerns, comments,
complaints,
especially complaints, tell us what we're doing wrong. And we won't change it.
And put your full name so that way we can mention you in the next one.
What else? Is that all I got? Oh! Iowa passed a new law. I know we're not in Iowa, but I like this law. Mm-hmm. Protecting racetracks. The new law states, if you purchase or develop a property near a racetrack, you're not allowed to file any noise complaints.
Why couldn't we have that in South Carolina?
Well, they already closed them all. That's why. R.I.P. Dorchester Drags.
Yeah, that is so stupid. How are you going to move beside a racetrack or a drag strip and then be like, I didn't know it was going to be so noisy? Well, yeah. What did you expect? It wasn't going to be twittering birds, I'll tell you that.
Apparently, they're shutting down Laguna Seca. They got bought out by developers. Like, the oldest, most famous American racetrack.
That's
R.I.P.
Crazy.
But yeah, speaking of racetracks, we're talking about some street racing. This episode, we're talking about Racing Team Midnight? Mm-hmm. Is that the name?
Yes.
You know all about it. We're gonna have you start, because you did the history of it, and I didn't do the history of it, so.
No, you stuck with more of the motors of it.
Not really.
No.
I'll explain that when we get to that point.
Okay. So starting off with the history of Midnight Racing Team, or more often informally called Midnight Club, as a highly secretive and exclusive Japanese street racing group that thrived in between the 1980s and early 1900s. 1990s.
They were racing horses.
Samurais back in the day. They were known mainly for their high-speed racing at night, which often exceeded 300 kilometers or 184 miles an hour, and their strict adherence to a code of conduct that prioritized the safety and respect for other road users.
It's so cool.
They were really big on that. So this was not like Fast and Furious where they're just racing in the middle of crowded streets, or what's that?
Oh, they're not doing street. They're not doing takeovers.
No,
they're not doing donuts in intersections.
They're not Team B. Or what's it called?
Group B?
Group B.
So that we
not
should
racing in the middle of crowds.
Group B sanctioned. That was like legit. That was FIA racing.
And there were people in the track. But yeah, no, they were like very, safety was their number one priority. They wanted to be as safe as possible. They didn't want any unexpected casualties or something that could have easily been avoided. Don't be a knucklehead.
Don't be a knucklehead.
In this club.
Whoa. I take safety as my.
You're the biggest knucklehead.
The safest knucklehead. Because I live my life by Racing Team Midnight.
I swear.
They're the best outlaws. They're the only outlaws who are like, you know what? We're not putting no one in danger.
Yeah. They wanted to have shenanigans without causing dangerously.
People,
yeah, without
not putting other people in danger. That's how it should be. If you guys are doing dangerous stuff, don't put no one in danger.
Yeah.
Except yourself.
Yeah, just yourself.
Or maybe the homies too, if they're in on it.
Oh yeah, you know, you have experience on that end. No, I don't. The club was founded in 1982 by four friends, Yoshida, Kato, Terazawa, and Yamada. Yoshida, the chairman, previously belonged to an American car club in Japan. They formally introduced the club to all of Japan. They opened up memberships in 1987. So they waited about 5 years before saying, okay, we'll let other people join. It was just the homies. But my thing is, I think that's where they messed up, was allowing opening their club, basically. I'm skipping around in the story. I have oh my goodness, I found out so much.
We're just so excited.
I am very excited. So, the Midnight Club gained notoriety for their high-speed racings around Tokyo highways, particularly the Shoto Express, the Basha Shore Route, and the Wanghai Highway. I excuse any Japanese people if I totally butchered those pronunciations.
Guys, if you want to race on this, Tokyo Extreme Racer, actual routes raced by Team Midnight. On the game.
The meeting location, say, now I don't think you could have you're autistic. You probably could have figured this out. So the meeting locations were communicated through coded messages in the local newspapers, and membership was incredibly selective. So not only did you have to find this puzzle, figure out how to solve the puzzle, and then you could show up to the meeting.
Super secret.
Super, super secret. Like, they were like, how can we combine spying and racing?
So that is a conflict of interest. So one thing about Midnight Club, they're super secretive. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that isn't true, but they told people that to be even, like, to mess with people.
To mess with people? So then who was putting the ads in the paper?
Exactly. So,
or what if it was just a reverse psychology? They said that it was a lie, but in actuality, it was truth.
Well, but if I heard,
it wasn't real.
I watched some videos on Team Midnight, and okay, they did mention that in the 90s in Tokyo, people did have telephones. So they probably just called.
No, people be listening.
That is true. People do be listening.
The club had a strict code of conduct prioritizing safety and secrecy. So you had to be safe and you had to keep it secret. Hush. No telling. First rule about drift club is we don't talk about drift club.
We don't talk about illegal stuff.
We don't
talk
about
in the illegal stuff club.
Exactly. Members were prohibited from putting public lives at risk during any of their racing pursuits. They were also... how was the nice word to word this? They were told as politely as possible not to advertise also that they were in the Midnight Club.
Yes.
They were said, hey, don't go around bragging to people that you're also in our club, because if we find out you're doing that...
You're not in the club.
You're not in the club, and your car would be mysteriously vandalized, and all of your Midnight Club stickers would be ripped off of your cars as well.
That is another thing they did. If you were not in the club...
Fake valor, or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, particularly.
If you were not in the club and you put Midnight stickers on your car,
they would hunt you down.
They would bust your windows out and remove the stickers.
They would hunt you down. They did not play that game.
Which is so cool because they don't want to put anyone in danger.
Well.
But they will. Oh, man.
Well, the thing about it is think about some knucklehead who couldn't get into the club was like, well, I'm going to just use the label anyways. And then they go and cause a major accident. And the
bad
first thing
publicity.
The first thing the news people are going to see is like, oh, he had Midnight Club written across his car.
That's true.
That'll be the first thing people would say. So, of course, they don't want the bad publicity. Like, how he wasn't even associated with us, but now we're getting blamed for something a dummy did.
Yeah, especially if like, Derek, you're not in the club. And then Derek's like, I'm in the club.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's name
Derek.
Is
Derek ruined the club.
Yeah,
for
come on,
everyone.
Derek.
The club,
you're
because
not in the
club. Sadly, the club was disbanded in 1999 after a tragic crash involving Bosuzuku bikers. resulting in multiple fatalities. The incident led to the increased law enforcement crackdowns on street racing. Two Bosuzuku bikers were killed in the accident, along with, I believe, six civilians who were also injured. And the person driving the car who was racing was not. He ended up walking away from it unscathed, which messed with him even more.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And people listening that don't know who the Bosuzuku is.
Oh.
Pardon my pronunciation.
Bosuzuku.
But it's like they're like a biker gang, a Japanese biker gang, and it's kind of like a introduction to the Japanese mafia. Is
no.
that correct?
Well.
They're like a stepping stone. It's like.
They're not affiliated.
They're not officially affiliated, but sometimes they like beat people up with baseball bats and stuff.
Yeah, don't go making fun of them. But what they're really known for is their style of bikes.
It's so rad.
If you have some time, please go and Google what a Bosuzuku bike in Japan looks like.
Or just Google Bosuzuku style.
Because unlike American bikers, the Bosuzukus, they're...
Oh, they're crazy.
They're nuts. They're completely nuts.
It's like if 70s choppers had a baby with street bikes. It's like that same style.
Yeah.
It's like crazy pipes.
All the bright colors and
bright colors,
stripes and
like
as much chrome as they could fit.
Fairings
everywhere.
On top of fairings.
And the seats. They were the cushion seats with the pins in it.
Yeah,
and
yeah. They're crazy.
It's crazy. They're so gorgeous, though. But yeah, sadly, all good things must come to an end. But despite the disappearance, the Midnight Club legend lives on, inspiring manga, anime, and video games. Their influence on Japanese car culture remains significant, with many enthusiasts in idolizing their driving skills and modified vehicles. Ergo, the Midnight Club no longer officially participates in street racing. Again, officially.
They never officially did, though.
Instead, they focus more on car culture and acceptance in the new members who share their passion for high-speed performance driving. Some, aren't they into professional driving now?
Yes.
Don't they have their own professional circuit?
So you could see actual Midnight Club cars on the track in Japan, which is like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I see pictures of these cars on the track, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, are they labeled as professional drivers now?
Yeah. They don't street race anymore,
officially.
Allegedly. It's only track racing. Which. Is that all you had?
Well, I have one more little tidbit
yes.
here that'll actually tie into what you have next. So some of the notable cars associated with the Midnight Club included the Porsche 930. Porsche 930 Turbo, which was reportedly used by the chairman of the Midnight Club. They also used Nissan GTRs, Toyota Supras, and Ferrari's F355. Did I say that right?
355.
Some of the other popular cars that were used in the club. The cars were not only meant for going fast, but they wanted you to look good, too.
They looked good.
You couldn't just bring some rinky-dink car that could go stupid fast.
They had bumpers.
They had to look
they had bumpers on them.
And nice. All of
Show
the parts
cars.
Were attached. All of the headlights were in. Everything worked. It was nice, and everything was one color for the most part.
Well, and so most of the Midnight Club members were like successful Japanese businessmen.
Yes.
So they like, they had money.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. Is like, this was a gentleman's racing club.
Yes.
That's why they're so sticklers for their rules. Because it's like, we want to keep doing these fun things. We got to be professional about it.
And one thing on that. So I wanted to do a little bit on some of the vehicles that are in the team. But this team is super secretive. Like, not only is it hard to find out who has been on the team, there's a lot of people who have not been on the team that, you know, will put a Midnight sticker on their car. But I found two vehicles confirmed in the Midnight Club were racing Team Midnight. The most well-known is the Yoshida Specials Porsche 930 Blackbird. It's the most famous car in the Midnight team. The Blackbird is a heavily modified Porsche 911 Turbo. 930 is the chassis. Despite being called Blackbird, the 930 was actually dark purple. It had a 3.6-liter turbocharged flat-six engine, and it was built and modified by Porsche in Germany. This is, like, how connected this business guy was. So long story short, I seen a couple of videos. There was a tuning company in Germany that made a super fast Porsche. Mm-hmm. Super fast Porsche. And I think it was a little bit faster than this. And he's like, uh-uh. So we got a hold of those people in Germany. And they built the engine for his Porsche. For like street racing. Which is crazy. But yeah, so it produced over 600 horsepower. The Blackbird 930 was the fastest Team Midnight car and cost an insane amount of money to build. Said to be over $2 million. Apparently that is in 1990s money, so roughly $4.2 million he put into this Porsche. Which is bananas just for like street racing.
Yeah.
Like,
this isn't his day.
And secretive too. Like, it's like no shows, no like...
No sponsors.
Yeah, so this Porsche could maintain a top speed of 217 miles an hour for 15 minutes plus at a time. So that's completely unbeatable. Like, in most cars, Ferraris and some fast cars, they could do 200, but that... What, 60 seconds tops?
Yeah, they can't hold it for...
This guy's driving across Japan doing over 200.
Yeah.
Multiple times a night, too. Like, they would, like, go to one end, that you know, they
come
had...
Come back.
And come back.
Just,
yeah.
Full throttle the entire time.
Yeah. Believe it or not, this car is still alive today, and it occasionally makes an appearance in a magazine or a video. Apparently Yoshida sold it, cause he ran into some legal trouble. But it still exists and it is still a beautiful Porsche. It's super like super understated, you know, they're not like super crazy. Mm-hmm. Like they don't look super crazy, but they're super crazy. The other, I was only able to get info on two Midnight Club cars. The other one is the ABR Hisoki Fairlady Z S130. So this was the main rival to the Porsche. It started life as a 1978 Nissan 280ZX. Which started out as a show car after being modified with bright red paint, custom ABR body kit, which made it like super sleek and aerodynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Even had headlight covers on those old Zs that had like, that had sealed beam lights, but it had these cool covers over it and everything was super smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And it eventually found its way onto the Wangan Highway and into Team Midnight. I apologize for my pronunciation on everything that's not American. But yeah, the factory engine was bored and stroked to 3.1 liters and had all sorts of other modifications. It made 680 horsepower, built for high speeds. It could do up to 216 miles an hour. And there is a rumor that it's actually beaten the Blackbird, but no one says for sure. The owner of the Blackbird hasn't said that, which, you know, why would you?
Yeah.
But yeah, and I was, there's a full, oh God, I can't talk today. What the heck is wrong with me? There's a fill, I can't say it. There's a build sheet on the internet about this car. Which is interesting because it said it's still running a factory Nissan computer, but it has like a Gretty like piggyback system on it. Mm. It's like super technical. I was going to write all that down, but I don't think anyone really cares about that. I cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's plenty of other cars, like you said, There was roughly 30 members at its height. Vehicles ranged from other Porsches, Skylines, Lamborghinis, and Ferraris. That video yesterday, I seen a video. They had a Lamborghini Countach in the group, and it like vanished for like 20 years after they disbanded. And it showed up on a track. And like Lamborghini Countaches are cool, but this one was even cooler. It was like lowered, had some fancy wheels on it. Mm. But he crashed it on the track, and that was super sad. You know what the first thing that guy did? Mm. Peeled the stickers off of it. He peeled the Midnight stickers off of it immediately.
Oh yeah.
Like that's how crazy. Like that's so crazy. But they rebuilt that Lamborghini, and it still exists, and they put the stickers back on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, like, how do we get in this club? I don't think we can get in this club. We need something fast.
You're too much of a knucklehead. They'd see you and they'd say no.
Well, they'd be like,
you can't.
You don't speak Japanese, and I can't keep a secret. So if anyone wants to tell me a secret, I'll share it live on air. Let me know. But yeah, I kind of wish I had another car. There is Oh, we talk about Smoky Nagata. So there's a rumor, like you could type in Smoky Nagata on YouTube. I love this guy. There's a rumor that he was in the Midnight Club, but he wasn't in the Midnight Club because he made a bunch of videos of him like driving super fast. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing about the Midnight Club. Like nobody, the only person who is tied to a car is Yoshida.
Yeah, Yoshida.
The head of it.
And like I said, when I mentioned his four friends, I couldn't find anything else on his other three friends that started the club.
Yeah, you can't find anything on
that
these
was
people.
The only time I found the other names was then when it said that Kato, Tirozawa, and Yamada were the other people he made the club with. I couldn't find any other info.
And so Yoshida actually started out making other Porsches.
Like, and he was a part of an American car club, too.
Yeah, so I did some Googling. Apparently, there was someone with a Camaro in the Midnight Club, but I couldn't find any information on it.
It was probably an American friend of his.
No, it was Japanese.
Oh, they were Japanese?
Yeah, I don't think there was any Americans in the...
No, there was. There was supposedly one American who was from the same car club as Yoshida. I found that in one of my articles, but it didn't tell me anything else other than that,
yeah,
so I didn't add it.
It's, like, so hard to find out any
information.
And then I was trying to Google, like, cars in the Midnight Club, and it's, like, it was a bunch. And I was, like, okay. Can you tell me about them? And it's, like, no.
No, I'm legally not allowed to.
Yeah, so, like, the ABR, Fair Lady Z, ABR tuned a lot of the Midnight Club cars.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of them were... tuned by Yoshida.
I bet it was one of the guys in the club owned.
Yeah. Yeah, owned so Yoshida, he...
So they all took their cars to the same place to get maintenanced.
Yeah, and tuned.
Yeah.
So, like, man, imagine going to one of those shops. How cool that would be.
You're told not to... You can't say nothing about none of these cars.
Yeah. Don't even look at them. Mm-hmm. Super secret. But, yeah, these cars are, like, insane. And... they also tell lies about stuff, so who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. God, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, I got off topic on the top secret car. Mm-hmm. I didn't write down anything about it. But yeah, Smoky Nagata was not in the Midnight Club. I think he should have been, though. He went to jail. He went to jail a lot. That's probably why.
I thought, who's the other crazy cool... street driver in Japan who's also been arrested a bunch of times.
Yeah, you're thinking of Smokey. Stuff. He had the gold cars?
Yeah,
that's okay. Smokey Nagata. Yeah, he filmed himself.
He had the glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Glasses and cigarettes.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh! Okay. And speaking of the Midnight Club, yeah, if you look up any of the old, like, option videos, which that's not, like, a thing in the States, but yeah, he had one, Smokey Nagata. That's why he wasn't in it, because he was in all the option videos. They had one, they opened up, like, a leg of the highway, and the first day, during the day, he's doing burnouts on it, and doing top speed runs. Like, it hasn't even been open for 12 hours yet, and he's doing over 200. Blah!
You gotta get to it first.
With every different angle.
Gotta get to it first.
But yeah, I think that's all we had for the Midnight Club.
Yeah.
So, What did you say? Keep it cranking.
Keep it cranking.
Any Midnight Club people, tell us all the secrets. We want to know. And we'll tell your secrets on air.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to 97.7 WVFF. This was the Toolbox. And we'll catch you another time with some other automotive nonsense.
We thank you for staying tuned to the Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.